Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we come together so that we can open the great and holy week, so that we can celebrate Palm Sunday and we can remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Now there are lots of people around us for whom a question arises today. What's going on here? What is it that is happening? Why is it that we're celebrating Palm Sunday? Now, the short answer to that is Jesus today enters into Jerusalem. Jesus is beginning what he has been announcing to the disciples for a while now, that he must go to Jerusalem and he will be handed over. As Jesus enters Jerusalem today, he is putting himself within the reach of the high priest, within the reach of the Sanhedrin, within the reach of the Roman authorities, and most importantly, he's now within the reach of the crowds. There are other things that are going on in the story. There is that whole bit about the colt that has never been ridden. Now, a colt is a young horse, anywhere between a year and 3 years old, all right? There's that part. There's the how do we acquire the colt. Then there's the trip into Jerusalem itself, accompanied by crowds of pilgrims singing and shouting. But at the end of the story, Jesus goes into the temple, looks around, and then leaves. It's kind of anticlimactic, actually. And yet that's the story that we celebrate today. This is what we commemorate on Palm Sunday. So what is going on? I believe that Jesus knows that this day, when he enters into Jerusalem, that this is the last day where there's nothing to fear. Because beginning on the next day, there are going to be plots, there are going to be schemes, there are going to be plans made and traps laid, and Jesus' end is coming soon. But on this day, there's nothing to fear. Now, I'm sure that the owners of the colt were a little bit taken aback when Jesus' disciples came in and started untying their animal. They were probably wondering, is this some kind of mistake? Is this a robbery? What's going on? And then the disciples had this simple response that Jesus gave them. The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. Nothing to fear. The Lord needs it. We'll get it back to you. Nothing to fear. There were some people who were afraid that day. The high priests, the leaders of the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin, the Romans, they all saw Jesus approaching the gates of Jerusalem with hordes of people around him. These people were singing and shouting. They were laying garments on the road. It looked like a mob, and it could have turned into an angry mob if that's what Jesus wanted it to do. It could have turned into a nightmare for the people looking on afraid. But that's not what Jesus intended. That was never, ever his plan. Violent confrontation was the farthest thing from Jesus' mind that day. He was entering into Jerusalem, yes, but there was nothing to fear. See, the crowds that day, that pilgrim throng that were entering into Jerusalem, they were coming and preparing to celebrate Passover. It was their annual pilgrim festival. There had been people who came the day before. There would be people coming in through the week. This group we read about today was fortunate enough to enter when Jesus came. They were preparing to celebrate God's rescue of the people from slavery. They were preparing to give thanks and praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the great I am who I am. But they also knew of their continued guilt and sin. And so accompanying Jesus, they were singing their pilgrim psalms and they were shouting, Hosanna. Now, through the years, Hosanna has become an exciting word of praise used by us, especially Christians. But the word Hosanna doesn't mean hooray. The word actually means help. It means save us, we pray. It was not used as a praise word in our story. It's used as a prayer. It's used as a desperate cry for aid laid out for them in the Pilgrim Psalms. The people knew that they should be afraid of the wrath of God, and yet in Jesus' presence, they knew that there was nothing to fear. And as the crowd shouts for help and salvation, as the crowd shouts for blessings from God, Jesus is there in their midst as the source of that help, as the source of that salvation, as the reason for all of the blessings for them and for us. As we gather today, remembering this entrance into Jerusalem, we add our hosannas. We add our calls for blessing and salvation. We enter into this final week in Jesus' life looking for the same comfort and the same end to our fears as that initial crowd did. In just a couple of minutes, together we will be singing Hosanna, Praise is Rising. We're going to add our hosannas to those of that first crowd that was greeting Jesus. We will add our calls for help and salvation, knowing that we are sinners and guilty. We will add our calls for blessing, knowing that without the presence of God in our lives, we are nothing. But in singing this song together, we pledge to turn our lives back to God, back to Jesus, as we repent and as we look for new life. We find strength in our Lord Jesus for every day, and especially when we come to this table of grace and receive those gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Our hope is tired, like the hopes of that very first crowd, and we see in Jesus that there is nothing to fear. Our iniquity is forgiven, and God remembers our sin no more. So we come to today, stunned, along with the disciples, that Jesus enters into Jerusalem knowing that what he has announced is going to happen. But for those of us on this side of the resurrection, we are also preparing ourselves for this final week in Jesus' life. We are getting ready to spend time with Jesus and his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed, the night when Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of me, when Jesus shows us to love one another as he has loved us. We prepare to watch then the betrayal and the abandonment, the trial, the conviction, the torture, the crucifixion, all leading to Jesus' willing death for us all. We need to prepare ourselves so that next week we can find complete joy in the Easter story. Gathered together as God's people, let us then add our voices to those from across time and space as we ask for God's help, as we ask for God's salvation, for God's blessing, as we ask for an end to the fears that hold us hostage, and for the presence of Christ to lead us and to go with us into the world. Walking into Holy Week, may the presence of God go with us, that we may find strength and inspiration, hope and peace in Jesus. And now I invite you all to please rise. Lift up your palm branches once again, and let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along the way. Bless these branches and those who hold them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you through the same Jesus Christ who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us join in singing Hosanna.